am the least expected. You're elected, you're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. With the hocus pocus, you're in focus. It's your lucky day. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
IDXers and Radio Buffs, welcome to Market Scope for April 1999. As promoted the last 2 months on the DX audio service, we will feature the best of and the worst of radio in several markets, as submitted by DXAS members. The good news is that we've had a few interesting tapes arrive. The bad news is that no one submitted anything good. Our first entrant comes from Mark Erdman of Meade, Kansas, and Mark is definitely the guru of good radio. Mark sent along a few examples of how not to program a radio station. His first station is KSLS from Liberal, Kansas, a 100 kilowatt powerhouse with a rather inexperienced kid doing PM drive.
KSLS, Big Country 101.5.
You've locked on to 101.5 KSLS. That's Confederate Railroad and Elvis and Andy. More fresh new music and all-time favorites coming your way. With the likes of the Dixie Chicks. But first, here's Faith Hill and Love Ain't Like That on 101.5.
Can't buy it at the store.
The Dixie Chicks on Big Country 101.5 KSLS. That's their new one, and you are mine. Stick around. Coming up after the five-state forecast, I'll have Alabama and Kenny Chesney all for you right here on 101.5 KSLS.
The Best Western La Fonda Motel in Liberal, Kansas is ready to provide for your lodging needs. So stop by and see the Best Western La Fonda at 229 West Pancake, Liberal.
This is your Big Country KSLS 5-state forecast for the rest of this afternoon. Sunny with a high around 55, southwest wind at 10. For tonight, clear with a low of 20, west wind at 5 to 10. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and mild. Look for a high around 63 with a southwest wind 10 to 20 and gusty. Right now, skies are sunny. Wind is out of the south at around 12 and a temperature of 54 degrees here at Big Country 101.5 KSLS. I'm Craig Wallace. Thanks for tuning in to the afternoon trail ride. Here is Alabama, and they're climbing up the charts with Keep It Up on 101.5 KSLS. 101.5 KSLS. Keep it locked right here for fresh new country and all-time favorites. It's a powerful thing, more than 100,000 watts of pure pleasure. That's KSLS. Stick around, more fresh new music and all-time favorites coming your way with Garth Brooks and Mark Chestnut, plus the Daily Stock Market Report. It's the weekend of commitment. It's Valentine's weekend. Cupid is about shooting those arrows, piercing those hearts. This is Big Country.
Big Country 101.5 KSLS Liberal Beaver and Turpin.
The next submission from Mark is KGYN from Guymon, Oklahoma, a 100 kilowatt blowtorch that made a brief appearance on Mark Durenberger's Clear Channel Bandscan last month. Substandard talent is, again, the honoring factor.
KGYN, my arms stay open all night, yeah. I bet they do. We are 15 minutes away from 1 o'clock with Travis Tritt, where corn don't grow. 1210 KGYN.
As we sat on the front porch.
10 minutes away from 1 o'clock at 1210 KGYN. Yeah, it's me, John Boy. High Plains forecast going to look like this. Today, sunny, high in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Can't beat that at all, especially for February. Tonight, mostly clear, low about 25. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. 60 degrees now in Guymon at 1210 KGYN. More High Plains country up next.
guns, guns, guns. The 26th annual Ulysses Gun and Coin Show is this Saturday.
General Admissions, $750 per seat. This project was made possible with the assistance of the Oklahoma Arts Council.
1210 KGYN, 8 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Sure, Dandy. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we're going to start the Oklahoma Country Countdown, the top 30 songs in the state of Oklahoma on the country charts. At 1210 KGYN.
Randy Travis, spirit of a boy, wisdom of a man. Hey, did you know KGYN and farm reporter April Lovell will keep you up to date on the agricultural markets? That's several reports each day, so you can stay informed. We are the information station on the High Plains. We're 1210 KGYN. Here's Lila McCain to get me to you. We're 1210 KGYN. Young Lila McCain, to get me to you. 450. Hey, you're in tune to 1210 KGYN.
Seaboard Farms would like to congratulate the Guymon FFA. Seaboard Farms, Northeast Highway 54, Guymon, Oklahoma.
451. Hey, I'd like to remind you that 1210 KGYN, the Great Plains Farm Show. Well, that's right. We do present the Great Plains Farm Show. And that's with Farm Director Ron Hayes, April Lovell, and Bruce Goeder. And it's brought to you each weekday at 1106 from the Agricultural Information Station for the High Plains. We're 1210 KGYN. Shania Twain, Honey, I'm Home. Currently 61 degrees here in Guymon. We're the High Plains. Best country, 1210, KGYN.
And for all of you homaholics and buzzheads out there, Mark thought you'd enjoy some of KFXX 106.7 from Hugoton, Kansas. They've had a horrible hum in their audio for about 6 months, and they just don't seem to care.
Rocking through the 50s, 60s, and 70s every Friday night on KULY KF Double X. KF Double X, Martha and the Vandellas, Heat Wave, Friday night oldies along with Radio Choice 1030. Keeping it going with some more of your good time oldies. Oldies on KULY KF Double X. KF Double X, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. Johnny Rivers there for you on your Friday night oldies, of course. And it's all made possible bringing you all this fine music by our sponsors, of course. La Vadia Bar Cafe is being one of them. Now, La Vadia Bar Cafe, they're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then again from 5 to 9 p.m., except Wednesday evenings, they are closed. Friday and Saturdays, they are open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, let me tell you about the buffet line. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they have American Food Buffet. On Thursdays, they have the Chinese Food Buffet. On Fridays, they have the Mexican Food Buffet. Now, they even have menudo, tacos de barbacoa, tortas, and, of course, caldo de res on weekends. And stop in and try out their house specials. They have a little of all the specialties from Mexican, American, and Chinese food. Good food, reasonable prices, of course. And they even deliver on weekends and through the week upon availability. Now, call them at 356-3707 on that for more details. That's La Vadia Bar Cafe, home of the Big Al Burger. Another one of the fine sponsors on your Friday night oldies is Sullivan Insurance.
If the cost of your car insurance...
The Beatles by request on your Friday night oldies. Don't let me down. Here are the Eagles called Peaceful Ease and Feeling. Double X, hey, it's your Friday night oldies. Eagles there with a peaceful ease of feeling. They having some good time. Here's Paul Simon.
Our next tape arrived anonymously and features two stations in the Los Angeles market. The first is K-Traffic on 1650, and the other is KRLA with their new talk format. There is no mention whether these stations were considered best or worst. I thought it was somewhat obvious, but I'll let you form your own opinion.
Report of a wreck in the Griffith Park area, and it looks like there are still problems on the 710 as well as the 5 in Orange County. And Steve Julian has a story about a gasless freeway in Southern California, a gasless stretch, I should say. Can you believe it? Don't we have enough gas stations? Well, this may make you reconsider. Good morning. I'm Lisa Osborne on AM 1650 K Traffic, All Traffic Radio. For this, the last week of 1998, December 29th, it's Tuesday, and here's the story on your freeways. In the 5 northbound, Golden State northbound at Los Feliz, we hear there's a crash here, so the CHP heading out there, as they should, to take a look at what's going on. On the Hollywood freeway, just getting word of a problem. It's real quiet. All morning, I don't think I've reported one problem on the Hollywood freeway. Now, southbound, 101 South past Santa Monica Boulevard, looks like someone dropped some kind of wood debris in traffic lanes. Because a car hit some kind of wood in lanes, and now apparently they're pulled off to the right. Hollywood Freeway southbound past Santa Monica Boulevard. Make sure you don't run over any splinters or anything. Let's go to Steve Julian because he has some astonishing information.
I don't think this is a good thing, but the low desert in Southern California has suddenly become gas-free. Well, here's the deal. Between Indio and Blythe, that's about a 100-mile stretch on Interstate 10, you can't find gasoline anywhere. Why? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a federal crackdown on underground storage safety at gas stations throughout the nation. Here in California, it's affecting us here as well. Of course, a lot of stations didn't upgrade by the time that December 22nd deadline rolled around, so they've had to shut down their gas operations, which means no gas available between Indio and Blythe on Interstate 10, one of the longest stretches you'll have to be concerned with here in Southern California. I'm Steve Julian, AM 1650, K Traffic.
Wow, thanks a lot, Steve. And you know, this problem really hitting close to home for our Steve Julian, because Steve's mommy's gas station, the one she's gone to for 40 years in Pomona, is closed because of this. She has never pumped her own gas. Now Steve thinks she's going to learn how to pump her gas, but I think that Steve is going to begin pumping his her gas for her. Wouldn't you think that? Wouldn't that be the nice sonly thing to do for mom? Don't make her learn to pump gas after all these years. Just Steve, go over once a week and put gas in her car. She'll love you for it. Coming back in a moment, you're listening to AM 1650 K Traffic.
Friends, I'm Morton Downing Jr. here today for the
Cigarettes
Program.
Carlsbad, California. Call 1-800-964-0606.
LA's home for traffic. AM 1650, K Traffic.
It's been holiday light all morning on most Southland freeways, but we do have a few problems that you'll need to deal with if you're hitting the highway today. Also, Caltrans, the men and women in orange do not have today off, so coming in this report is an update on where they'll be working in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Lisa Osborne on AM 1650 K Traffic, just calling a SIG alert in Long Beach, 405 southbound. Darn it. It's on the 710. Oh, geez, Louise, they'd always change this on me. I hate it when this happens. The CHP gets there, and then they find out where exactly the problem is. Now they're calling it 710 southbound, where you connect to the 405 southbound. You're not going to be able to use that connector road. It looks like the transition road is shut down because there's an overturned car. Now they're calling it 710 south, transition to the 405 southbound connector road, an overturned car blocking the ramp. So the CHP got there and said, hey, we can't clear this up shortly. We're going to have to shut down the whole scene. So the 710 south, where you transition to the 405 southbound. I've said it about five times. Have you got that yet? If you're traveling through Long Beach, you're going to be in for a problem if you're trying to get from the 710 south to the 405 south connector road. SIG alert. Also, let's go over to near Dodger Stadium, where CHP is on the way to check out a word of a wreck on the Golden State northbound at Los Feliz. This is in the Griffith Park area. 405, no, not the 405. Well, we've heard the 405 has been moving nicely all morning around the Ventura Freeway interchange. Ventura Freeway has been really in good shape around the 405 east and westbound. 14 southbound, the Antelope Valley Freeway before Pear Blossom Highway. We hear a car has gone over the side here, and problems on the Hollywood Freeway southbound past Santa Monica Boulevard. Heads up, because a car apparently hit some wood that was in traffic lanes. Let's go to our boss, AM 1650's Rosie Roldan, who has news on Caltrans in Los Angeles today.
Bob Eubanks along with Stephanie Edwards here on Talk Radio KRLA. And I want to remind everybody that Steph and I, for those of you who are computer literate, which I am not, Steph and I will be on a chat line tomorrow night, Wednesday night,
from 8:30 until 9:30. And the address to talk to us is aol.keyword.ktla. That's aol.keyword.ktla.
Are we going to have to type in our own answers?
No, they'll have someone there for us.
Oh, I can type, you know. I just don't know computers.
Too.
Oh, good.
If it wasn't for typing, I'd have never made it through high school. Typing and speech.
Really?
Because my writing is just awful.
Just awful. I know that. He sends me a note, and I don't know what he's talking about.
55 words a minute. Huh?
Oh, I was more.
Oh.
But then, of course, I was a girl who had to become a secretary in order to make it in this world.
Yeah, well,
in the early days. Don't get me started.
I won't.
Get me started. And I still fetch coffee at the slightest drop of a hat.
I was going to ask you, would you mind?
Not at all. Say, listen, we were talking to you, about the fact that this coming parade will have 4 grand marshals. There have actually been 7. Amazingly enough, in 1952, when the theme was Dreams of the Future, 7 Medal of Honor winners were co-grand marshals.
That's
I
great.
Guess that's the record.
And we had the 3 astronauts at one time, and then we have 4 grand marshals.
Apollo 12 astronauts,
yeah.
That's correct.
It's going to be a great parade. It really is. If you just now tuned in, we have been talking about the 1999. Can you believe it? 1999.
Yeah. What will we say next year?
Wow.
This is the 2000th.
It's going to be hard to say, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, 1999 flows, 2000.
And I heard some news reporter talking about a year, 5 years in the future, calling it 25, and I didn't even know what he was talking about for a moment.
Yeah.
It's going to be just too difficult for me. All I know is that Pasadena will continue to bring us a Tournament of Roses parade no matter what's going on. There are Boy and Girl Scouts who work themselves silly trying to get selected for the honor of carrying banners, They usually go to the highest ranking scouts. 150 scouts vie for 66 or so available openings in the tournament troop. So you see, everything carries such an aura of import about it that everything is competed for in this 5.5-mile parade.
Did you ever go to the parade before you became involved? Did you ever go to see it?
I had never been.
Haven't you? So that was a really experience.
Yeah.
See, when I was a kid, we used to go to it almost every year.
Did you?
Yeah. I went to Pasadena High School.
You didn't sleep overnight on the
Yeah, I did. One night I did.
Oh.
And this is when I was real young, and my poor father had to come and get me.
Oh.
If you can imagine. I said, Dad picked me up at 10 o'clock, right? We lived in La Crescenta. Oh. He drove over from, that's before freeways.
Oh, man.
And picked me up, and bless his heart.
Your dad loved you. And people always, one of the most frequent questions I'm asked is about rain. Rainstorm delays have been very infrequent. I think that in 1899, they delayed until 3:45 in the afternoon.
Holy cow.
In 1899, and that had only been the second of the total of 9 times that it rained on the parade. The other rain years were 1895, 1906, 1910, 1916, 22, 34, 37, and 55.
Yeah.
It hasn't rained since then.
One year, at 4:30 in the morning, it was raining like heck.
Yeah.
Everybody was like underneath the blankets, and actually, there was not many people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Then, at 8 o'clock, it's like the street came alive. God opened up the clouds.
That's right.
And,
as usual.
And you know what happens? I find so fascinating. We kid about this, too. It seems like every New Year's Day, it's very bright and clear, and the San Gabriel Mountains are just beautiful, and KTLA's incredible camera work. They show all... I can hear people, because KTLA is a superstation, and we broadcast throughout most of the western part of the United States. I can hear people packing. I mean, if you're sitting in Chicago, and it's, the 15 degrees below, and you look on the television, and there we are with our shirt sleeves, enjoying this great day, man.
Invariably. And I can remember in the early days, I'm talking about the early days like I'm a pioneer, but when I began with Bob here, we had double sets of socks on and long underwear. The last 8 years or so, we have turned off the heaters, thrown off the blankets.
Yeah, I guess the planet truly is warming up.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's been warm and... some days it's even too warm, even to wear the
That's
sweater
right.
that I go out and try to find
it,
every year.
It has really changed a lot in many ways, not only weather-wise. The first Rose Queen in 1905 was voted on by her classmates at Pasadena High School. That's how she won the title. She made her own gown, and she helped to decorate the float on which she rode. Hallie Woods was her name.
The first Grand Marshals actually had to work. it was the Grand Marshal's job that he had to make sure everybody got in line at, and came down the boulevard in the right order.
No kidding.
He was there directing traffic. It was like a paid job.
I did not know that.
I'll tell you another thing that I find interesting. When I was at, I graduated from Pasadena High School in 1955. I then went to Pasadena City College for a grand total of 2 months. But at that time, all of the Rose Queens were chosen from Pasadena City College. So the first semester, all of the beautiful women of the world enrolled in Pasadena City College, trying to become Rose Queen. Man, it was like going to a smorgasbord.
Oh.
There were the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life.
And did you know that a Miss America was once a Rose Queen during her reign as Miss America?
No.
Yeah, in 1926, Faye Lamphere was the Rose Queen while still reigning as Miss America. Now listen, I know this fascinates you and you're just sitting there dumbstruck by your radio, but you could call us. It's Bob and Hank the Engineer and me waiting for you to call us at 520-KRLA, or if you're in Orange County, 871-KRLA. You may have a fact that astounds beyond even what we know.
More than you want to know about the greatest parade in history, or anywhere as far as I'm concerned, the Tournament of Roses.
Oh,
parade.
You remember one of the saddest stories in 1929, Wrong Way Roy Regals.
Well, the guy that he ran backwards to make the touchdown.
Oh, the most infamous play in Rose Bowl history. He made the winning touchdown for the opposite team.
Yes, and the score was like 8-9 or something.
Eight to seven. Wouldn't that be awful?
But he's famous.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one and let's talk to Albert. I hope it's not the same Albert we talked about.
Hiya, Albert. Come on in.
I just wanted to remind you that you had promised us that you were going to explain why On Wisconsin was originally written for Minnesota.
Oh, you're so right. Stephanie reminded me of this. Tell the story, Steph.
All I know, Albert, I wish it were more romantic than this, is that it was a melody, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, was for Minnesota, Minnesota, until somebody talked the composer into redoing it for the state of Wisconsin, and Minnesota lost this great melody, considered one of the great state songs in the country.
Lastly, Fred Vobey sent along a tape of the once-proud WIMA 1150 in Lima, Ohio. Now that the mighty J-Corps has come in and removed all traces of local objectivity, input, and creativity, the on-air sound has fallen to a frightening low.
Hi, Phil and DX Audio Service members. I thought I'd give this example because WIMA is to Lima what WOR is to New York, or WLS, or KNBR, or WOAI, or some of the bigger stations are to their particular communities. Since they're purchased by a large company, the on-air sound has been going downhill with things playing over top of each other, dead air, all sorts of technical problems which they haven't seemed to be able to fix. Now, what I did is just literally rolled the dice. It came up on number 5. That's a Friday, so I air checked. Here's 1 hour of what WIMA sounds like.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. 1150 WIMA.
We're back, Rush Limbaugh, the Excellence in Broadcasting Network, 800-282-2882.
In preparation for her book, she actually went under.
Oops. Well, I don't suppose that's going to ever happen again. Let's see what happens at the break.
AUTO, Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
News Radio 1150 WIMA, the forecast from 1150 WIMA meteorologist Alan Archer.
Some drastic increases in court
milder
costs.
Tomorrow, but chilly again and maybe wet on Sunday. I'm Greg Kurtz. Here's everything you need to know from WIMA. More U.S. military planes have been ordered.
Okay, what else happens?
I'm Greg Kurtz on the station with news and weather together. News Radio 1150 WIMA.
Dead air.
Listen to this promo and remember what it says.
It's Lucky Kite Week.
Hi, I'm computer pro Kim Commando. Join me next as part of the first news for a lesson in home computing on 1150 WIMA.
1150 WIMA.
Hey, we're back on Open Line Friday. Rush.
Okay, now here's another break.
Try Joint 3 Plus, Schiff's joint support drink mix at pharmacies,
Roth
Costco,
IRA contributions basically can be used for anything.
Doug Sutton of American Express Financial Advisors.
The difference
clipped it just a little bit. Now, back to Rush.
I don't understand. If nobody from Philip Morris is in the house, if nobody from Philip Morris gave you the cigarette, if nobody from Philip Morris lighted the cigarette for you, if did anybody from Philip Morris come in and put you in bed? No, I went to bed.
More audio over other audio. But remember that Kim Komando promo where she said she'd be back at 4 o'clock in the first news segment from 4 until 5? Well, I don't think so. Because listen what happens here at 2:30 in the afternoon on WIMA.
Now during the Jeep Spring event only at Lima Jeep.
Back to her. Now she's got tight five. Perfect foul. Oh, what a play. Got his up, ripping around. It's good. It's good.
It's time for girls' high school tournament basketball on Sports Radio 1150 WIMA. This afternoon from St. John Arena in Columbus.
It's nice to tell the Rush listeners what's going on. Keep in mind two things. Number one, they start Rush Limbaugh on tape delayed from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And that was just a typical hour of WIMA that I just, you know, recorded at random. Now, between the hours of 6 in the morning until 1, and in the afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock, it's not that bad because someone is actually running the system. Outside of those time parameters, well, anything goes. Back to you, Phil.
That's a wrap on another Scope. Thanks for your input and interest and for keeping me here the last 14 years or so. I'm Phil Wayne, and I'll see you here via cassette very soon with more from Panama City, Florida. Now, back to Fred and more radio stuff.
Thanks, Phil. And on the next edition of the DX Audio Service and on our webpage on the Internet, we'll have details about the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, which is coming up over Labor Day weekend. But right now, here's Mark Durenberger.
WDGY, Minneapolis.
Mark Durenberger back in the saddle under western skies with part two of our September 98 Clear Channel expedition to northern New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah. Now, what are we doing on these strange trips? Well, we've been fortunate enough to have an opportunity to do quite a bit of traveling to some interesting places these last months. And we wanted to share our travels with you in some small way by showing you what the Clear Channel AM stations sound like from these locations. So we haul our radios along to take an electronic snapshot of the AM band during our visits. Not always the best quality, but it's what was going on at the moment we opened our electronic shutter. Before we head back out west for this month's column, some DXAS listeners have expressed interest in how we capture and produce these band scans and what happens to them on their way to the playback machine. As you know, most of the capture work is done by the several radios and recorders we fire up a few minutes before the top of each hour. By spot-checking each radio, we try to make sure there's at least some usable audio on each channel. If not, we make a note to reach for that frequency at another time. Back home in Minneapolis, all these recordings are unloaded onto a computer hard drive using the Sonic Factory SoundForge audio software program. Each station ID is isolated, and then we store it as a wave file, complete with related information such as time of capture and location. Producing the actual monthly band scan then becomes a matter of assembling the various computer wave files and adding the commentary. The commentary may be added in the home studio, such as we're doing right now, or it may be recorded live on location, as you'll be hearing again in a moment. Once the monthly column is assembled and digitally edited, it's shipped to Fred Volby. At Fred's house, it's transferred to a digital editor. Fred mates our contribution to all the great work from the DXAS editors and contributors. As the anchor to the monthly DXAS broadcast, Fred adds his own commentary, produces and times the full-length show, and prepares it for distribution. Now, obviously, that's an oversimplification of the process, but it'll give you an idea that there are quite a number of steps involved in getting from the original ID capture to the finished DXAS audio presentation in your home. And while the assembly process itself may be somewhat routine, the fun part is in where we begin the capture process with the radios. And that's why I so much enjoy sharing this column with you, because we're never quite sure where we're going next. Last year, we hauled our gear across the country on Highway 50. This year, we're reporting from selected fixed locations. And this two-parter that we're finishing today was from a fantastic venue. Behind us, the western slope of the Rockies, the Colorado National Monument and Mesa Verde. To the south, the color country of Utah, Arches and Canyonlands National Parks. Slick Rock Country in Moab, Utah, becoming for better or worse the fat tire capital of the world. And just a few miles away, the mighty Colorado River. This area is particularly suited to AM radio. The westernbound traveler on nearby Highway 70 will soon encounter a road sign advising him that there are no services for a stretch of about 110 miles. Long-distance AM radio is a suitable companion for that journey, and the folks in the cars are all buttoned up and completely unaware that not far from them are some fellows doing weird things with radios and long-wire antennas. Well, where we were, just a few miles south of those buttoned-up cars on the interstate, our only live companions are the coyotes and the radio signals, so we better get back to work. As we complete our two-part band scan from this location, you'll be hearing an unusually high number of audible station mixes. On a number of channels, you'll be able to clearly copy two and sometimes three stations. Unusual, but it's a good reflection on what was actually happening out there. So let's go back on location to our thoughts and comments recorded under the stars.
Well, DXAS fans, tonight we are at the Westwater turnoff off of Interstate 70. Just a few miles inside the Utah border. I suppose we could be accused of going to unusual lengths to do these clear channel band scans. This trip has been more fun than anything else out here under a clear sky night after night. Having a great time out here, enjoying the sky and capturing these stations. Westwater Canyon connects to the Colorado River right at a Class 5 rapids called the Skull, which apparently is considered quite a challenge for whitewater folks. Well, we didn't get near the Colorado. We stopped several miles short to deploy our beverage antennas and loop antennas for yet another night. So let's continue our band scan and see what else we can pick up here from this location just inside Utah. On 890, I guess no real surprise, here's WLS.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.
When you need it. News Talk 89.
Well, Ro is right. Chicago is on weather watch.
Loyal listeners will remember the last time we listened to 880. We heard the KRVN pattern change, and we were on the east side of the tower, the direction toward New York. And as KRVN switched pattern, the signal dropped. Now we're on the west side of the tower, in the direction away from New York. And so you'll hear just the reverse happen at pattern change time on KRVN.
KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska. We pause now for changeover to our nighttime pattern. And the news and weather brought to you this hour by Cornhusker Farms at Schickley, Mackley's, SPF Yorkshire's at Arnold, and Loomis Pig Company of Loomis, all members of KRVN's pork promoters.
870 out here was an indecipherable mess. 850, on the other hand.
The 2-0 Broncos play here.
They call Terrell Davis. Oh,
here we go! He's gone! Davis! Touchdown, Denver!
Oakland Raiders, you're next. On the 50,000 watt voice of the West, Broncos Radio, 850 KOA, Denver.
57 degrees in Denver from Colorado's 24-hour newsroom. I'm Jim Williams. It's 10 o'clock at News Radio 850 KOA.
It's an absolutely quiet night out here tonight in mid-September, and the temperature is probably 70 degrees, so it's great DXing out here, just a few miles inside the Utah border. On 840, we had no trouble with Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, weekday afternoons from 12:15 to 3 o'clock on the talk station, AM 840, KXNT. Talk to Bob Grant, early mornings from 3 till 6 on the talk station. The talk station, AM 840, KXNT. North Las Vegas, the Valley's number one talk station.
830, normally occupied by WCCO, has a bit of interference from the west and the south.
News Radio
830 WCCO, Minnesota's leader for breaking news and severe weather coverage.
Game. 820 is a no-brainer. That, of course, WBAP in Dallas.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification along the Mean Green Radio Network.
The most listened to news and information station in North Texas.
WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Big run by James Easterling gives the Red Raiders a first and 10 at the North Texas 32-yard line.
8-10, a bit of a mess out here.
When we come back, it's the top of the hour. We'll have your new subject. Your dreams, get late, and we'll be back right after the national news. This is John Rothman, Jimmy Cass, 8-10.
The radio on the San Francisco 49ers. New on 8-10, KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. From ABC News, Joe.
These several nights we're spending under the stars out here in northwestern New Mexico and western Colorado have been just delightful. We've had a good time together, and we've had a lot of fun tuning the radios. 780. We're a long way from WBBM in Chicago and a long way from KOH in Reno, and the two of them seem to be battling it out.
Exuberance on 780 KOH, 50,000-watt KKOH Reno, celebrating our 70th anniversary in 1998.
770, what do you expect?
You're listening to New Mexico's news station, KKOB Albuquerque. Michael Reagan is next on News Radio 770 KOB. It's 9 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. It'll be Saturday at the earliest before the videotape of President Clinton's grand...
Here's 760, where you would normally expect a solid signal from WJR in Detroit.
Of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR Detroit, and ABC radio station.
750
KOAL, Price, Utah.
720, the Chicago Clear, occupied in this part of the country by KDON Las Vegas.
From Jackie Gar Plaza downtown, KDWN Las Vegas.
We invite your participation on your talk of the West, KDWN.
On 710, we've got a mix of stations. It takes a long time to catch a station break on every Clear Channel frequency, and we didn't get them all. But we were kind of lucky in that the weather held for us over the several days that we were out. You'll notice static getting into some of the signals. That's because on a couple of the nights, we did see lightning on the horizon. That lightning could have been a couple of hundred miles away, but it managed to make its way into the radio. 700, North Salt Lake City.
KWLW, North Salt Lake, KODJ, Salt Lake City, the greatest hits of all time.
On 680, Little Trouble with KNBR in Oakland.
KNBR 68, San Francisco, the sports leader.
KNBR 68, San Francisco, the sports leader.
Here's 670 from our location up on the Mesa.
New Scientific Experiment.
Join me each weekday evening at 9 p.m. on KLC Radio. Together we explore Christian life.
670 KLCC, Thomas Kibbles from McIntyre, the Middle East Peace Center.
We're not very far from Window Rock, Arizona. That's the 50,000-watt voice of KTNN on 660.
This is KTNN in Window Rock, Arizona. Let's join NBC Radio News and see what's going on around the world. Another home run for Sammy Sosa.
Here's 650, a mix of Nashville, and Utah.
You're listening to Alvin Country on KTI Channel 6
KFI in Los Angeles.
That's good. That's like Larry Kuba.
That's how funny that is. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
You're all in good standing. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Call him a dangerous predator. Good evening. I'm Vicki Moore with the 10 o'clock news on KFI. He's now in jail. We'll have the latest on that after we get a check on your drive right now. KFI is the talk station that does the most frequent traffic reports. Here's Alan LeGreen in the KFI Traffic Center.
Well, that's a different kind of clear channel band scan from under the stars in western Colorado, far eastern Utah, and northern New Mexico. Recorded in September of 1998. Mark Dernberger on the road, hoping you enjoyed our report from out west, and hope we'll see you again soon. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Hello there, Ken back here in the sports department as we wind into springtime in March. And I've got all sorts of little tidbits here for you during this issue. From the February 24th Sun-Times, Robert Feeder reports after failing to get any ratings for AM 950 WIDB, the one-on-one sports flagship network out of Chicago, as based in Northbrook, the station in Chicago, 101 Sports has sold WIDB to Radio Unica for $6.8 million. They bought it for $9.5 million December of 97. 101 Sports is buying airtime on 94.3 WJKL in Northwest Suburban Chicago, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. starting March 1st. Radio Unica will move the 8:20 a.m. programming to 9:50 starting September the 15th, it says here. So note to pass along to Mr. John Bowker, our fine travelogue man. That 1550 station on the Cubs network I heard in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, failed to give a legal ID. Did you notice that, pal? And Jeff Hagedorn, Chicago sportscaster, who's been on quite a few stations in Chicagoland, has been hired as a Houston Rockets in the NBA play-by-play man for next year. Next, I have some basic flagship information for Major League Baseball to pass along. Now, be aware, because of conflicts in some cities, some baseball games will be sent elsewhere. So, let's see how that comes along. American League Boston Red Sox 850 WEEI, New York Yankees 770 WABC, Cleveland Indians 1100 WTAM, probably elsewhere during the Cavaliers games, Baltimore Orioles 1090 WBAL, Toronto Blue Jays 1050 CHUM, Detroit, where Ernie Harwell is back in town on 760 WJR, Chicago White Sox 1000 WMVP, conflict with the Bulls. I believe the Bulls will go to 97.9 WLUP. Milwaukee Bucks, 620 WTMJ in conflict. Usually the Brewers with games would go to WEMP 1250. Kansas City Royals, 980 KMBZ. Texas Rangers, 1080 KRLD. Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCL. Seattle Mariners, 710 Cairo. Oakland 910 KNEW, Anaheim 710 KDIS, Mickey Mouse and Baseball. They don't play Mickey Mouse Baseball down there, but they do play good ball in Anaheim. National League, Philadelphia 1210 WPHT, Pittsburgh 1020 KDKA, Atlanta 750 WSB, Montreal 600 CIQC in English, French CKAC 730 in French. Florida Fish, the Marlins. English 560 WQAM, and in Spanish 1140 WQBA. New York Knicks 660 WFAN, that's New York, that's New York Mets. Conflicts will probably go to WXR, XRK, or maybe WEVD 1050. Cincinnati 700 WLWM, Cubs 720 WGN, St. Louis 1120 KMOX, Houston 610 KILT, Colorado 850 KOA, Los Angeles 1150 KXTA. Boy, all the stations that were cleared off with that thing, and I checked the Arbitrons, and they don't even register on there, so maybe more people are watching them on television or whatever, or doing something else. And San Francisco 680 KNBR. And I'll be back next month with any corrections, additions, whatever, and take care, enjoy all the sports, because there's so many of them going on, and take care of your health and good DX. So long for now, Red.
On a good night, you can hear Tierra del Fuego. This is the DX Audio Service. And finally, on our CPC test calendar, KIML in Gillette, Wyoming on 1270 will be testing on March the 8th from 0200 to 0500. KSDR in Watertown, South Dakota on 1480 will be testing on March the 10th from 0100 to 0600. WHMA in Alliston, Alabama on 1390 will be testing on March the 15th from 0100 to 0145. And KNEU also will be testing on March the 15th in Roosevelt, Utah on 1250 from 0200 to 0700. But wait, there's still another test on March the 15th, and that's from KJJK in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. They'll be testing on a frequency of 1020 and from 0500 to 0600. Those times, of course, are Eastern Local Time. And finally, a reschedule of a test that didn't quite happen, KTSA in San Antonio, Texas, on 550 will be testing on March the 22nd from 0100 to 0300. And that's our CPC test calendar for this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that's our DX Audio Service for April 1999. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember to get out there and support radio.